This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Tuesday, December 1, 2009. Enter the story. The scripture is Mark 1, verse 1, the beginning of the good news about Jesus the Messiah. We humans love to hear and tell stories. We tell them at work about bosses who think too much of themselves. We tell stories to friends who give us feedback with laughter or tears or other stories in return. We tell stories around kitchen tables with families and friends. Jesus enters our lives by way of story. We become truly human by taking Jesus' story into our own lives. Author Karen Lee Thorpe aptly remarked, "Most of the Bible consists of stories. Why? Partly because God knows that people like and remember stories better than lists of abstract propositions. And even more important, the stories remind us that life is a story, and that God is not an abstract doctrine, but a person." Mark begins his gospel account with the story of Jesus, not moral principles or concepts. We enter into life with Jesus by way of the story. We find Jesus in the story of God's salvation for us. John the Baptist begins the story by telling us about Jesus. But John is only part of the preface of this great story that's about to unfold. So we find that the story quickly moves on to tell about Jesus, the promised Messiah, and his message, the good news of God's kingdom. Every story about Jesus also helps us recognize our own stories of sin, grace, and blessing. The gospel is the main story, and it shapes the stories of us all.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.